It's official. Scott Brown is the newest member of the U.S. Senate and instantly has celebrity status in Washington. Republicans filled the Senate chamber for his swearing-in late yesterday and are now hoping he uses his 41st GOP vote to block some of the White House and Democratic agendas. Democrats in the Massachusetts delegation are pledging to reach out to the lone Republican in their group in what, for now, is a congenial show of support for the new senator. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov reports from Washington.
Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies?
Most of the Senate Republicans watched from their desks as Scott Brown was escorted up the aisle to the front of the chamber by Democratic Senator John Kerry and former Senator Paul Kirk. When he raised his right hand to take the oath of office from Vice President Joe Biden, he held his daughter's two Bibles in his left hand.
So help you God.
I do.
Congratulations, Senator.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Brown's wife, Gail Huff, looked on from the gallery, but his two daughters couldn't attend because of commitments at college. After Brown took the oath and signed the ledger that every U.S. senator in history has signed, he was congratulated by the four members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation who attended. Republican colleagues shook his hand and slapped him on the back. Senator John McCain gave him a bear hug. Following the ceremony, Brown faced dozens of reporters who wanted to know his priorities, his view on the president's budget, and whether he will support Republican filibusters. Brown had very few specifics and said he would consider each vote individually. He said his top priority would be jobs and lowering taxes.
People back home, I can tell you, were very upset at the amount of spending, not only in Massachusetts, but you couple that with the amount of tax dollars that are being spent and sometimes wasted. People are fed up, and they want the ability, at least for people to stop working behind closed doors, have some transparency to try to solve these very real problems.
Senator Kerry says he hopes to work with Brown on a jobs bill, which Senate Democrats are expected to unveil next week.
We got to put people to work, and we're coming up with a jobs bill, and we got a series of things that are important. And, we need to finish health care in the right way, and we need to do these things. So hopefully, hopefully we'll have a new partner in helping to do those things.
Although both agree that jobs and the economy are their highest priority, it was clear there is a chasm between Brown and his Democratic colleagues. They'll have fundamentally different views on many issues. Take the stimulus package. Brown was skeptical another stimulus would create jobs.
Well, the last stimulus bill didn't create one new job. And in some states, the money that was actually released hasn't even been used yet.
Governor Deval Patrick's office says Brown is wrong. The first stimulus package created thousands of new jobs in the Commonwealth. Brown says tax cuts are the way to stimulate the economy and create jobs. Although it's been more than 30 years since Massachusetts has had a Republican in Congress, Congressman Ed Markey says he knows how to work across the aisle.
Well, I was here when Senator Brooke represented Massachusetts. I had the honor of serving with him when I was a young congressman. And so I hope that we can continue that tradition, that we identify those issues that are bipartisan, nonpartisan, and that we work together.
Congressman Stephen Lynch says he's already working with Brown, giving him advice on temporary housing in the Capitol.
I came in on a special election as well, and it's a little bit more hectic because normally you would come in with a whole class and there'd be this whole effort, to get people places to live. But when you come down by yourself in a special election, you're sort of by yourself.
But the next Republican rock star, as one Capitol Hill watcher called Scott Brown, seems comfortable being the new guy in town. People already recognize him in the hallways of the Capitol, and next week he'll be even more at home when he brings his truck down to Washington. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov in Washington.